Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today's Swingin' with Dr. Jazz will present the swing bands of Ziggy Elman, Jimmy Lunsford, Teddy Hill, the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, Charlie Barnett, and Alvino Ray. One of the finest trumpet players of the swing era was Ziggy Elman, who also played trombone, saxophone, and clarinet. He was born Harry Aaron Finkelman in 1914 in Philadelphia, but he grew up in Atlantic City, New Jersey. He played in the Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1936 to 40, and then with Tommy Dorsey until he joined the Army in 1943, where he led a military band. After rejoining Dorsey for a time, Elman founded his own short-lived swing band in 1947. A heart attack in 1956 ended his music career, so he went to work for a car dealership. Ziggy was an alcoholic, suffered a nervous breakdown, and was bankrupt when he passed away in 1968 at 54 years old. A sad story. Well, let's begin with I Believe, a song written by Jewel Stein and Sammy Kahn, with Virginia Maxey on vocal, and then I'll Get By and Just Going.
Thank you.
You are swinging with the doctor today. Cy Oliver was not only part of the trumpet section of the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra, but he did much of the arranging and most of the singing. You'll hear Cy's trumpet and voice on this set on Rhythm Is Our Business, Runnin' Wild, and Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's Hittin' the Bottle.
Business, rhythm is what we sell. Rhythm is our business, business sure is swell. Now if you feel blue, rhythm's what you need. If you got rhythm, you sure to succeed. Rhythm is our business, business sure is swell. He's the drummer man in the band.
In the band.
Crawl beats on them drums in the band.
In the band.
Oh, when he does tricks with sticks, the boys in the band all play hot licks. Plays saxophone in the band.
In the band.
Joe plays the saxophone in the band.
In the band.
Oh, when he goes up that scale, see the pop doodle that doodle daddy. Plays on the bass in the van.
In the van.
Mose plays on that bass in the van.
In the van.
Now when he picks all those strings, happiness to you he brings. He blows on the trumpet in the van.
In the van.
Steve blows all that trumpet in the van.
In the van.
Oh, he's the guy, hits him high, makes you think he's in the sky.
Thank you.
take a bottle, an old empty bottle. Then you find a level place, pour on the floor to place that bottle. Next you start to toddle, keep watch on the bottle. Then you step around a bit, be careful not to hit that bottle. Whoa, just like a clown, start messing around. Keep going through town. Then you make a break and you wiggle like a snake that's hitting that bottle. It's easy to do, cause everybody hits the bottle.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging away. After Teddy Hill's swing band broke up in 1940, he was hired by the prominent jazz club Minton's Playhouse in Harlem as its musical director. Some consider Minton's to have been the birthplace of bebop. Hill stayed there for 29 years. Lined up are The Love Bug Will Bite You, Irving Berlin's My Marie, and I Know Now, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin, and sung by trumpeter Bill Dillard.
The love bug will bite you if you don't watch out.
The love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you sing and shout.
I've got you under my skin again. Da-da-da-da.
That's what love is all about. You can't sleep, you can't eat, you go crazy. You la-di-da-di-do all day. If someone wants to know why you're crazy, you'll answer, what'll I do, do-do, what-di-da-da. The love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you sing and shout. You go da-da-da-da-da. Da, 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 da.
Whoa, baby.
That's what love's about. Thank you.
have to learn how a heart can yearn, how tears can burn with no one to turn to. I know now that I can't forget. I can't, for I don't know how. I guess I never knew how I needed you. But sweetheart, I know now.
This is the Swingin' with Dr. Jazz program. One of the best all-girl bands of the swing era was the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. This band originated in 1937 at the Piney Woods Country Life School for poor orphaned black girls in Mississippi. It was hoped that any profits made by this band would help support the school, but due to their tremendous success, the band severed their ties to the school. The International Sweethearts attracted professional musicians such as Anna Mae Wimburn, a singer who took over leadership. One member, trumpeter Ernestine Tiny Davis, was so good that Louis Armstrong once tried to recruit her for his band. Over time, the band became integrated and then broke up in 1949. Here are three pieces by the Sweethearts: Diggin' Dykes, Slightly Frankie, and Tuxedo Junction.
Yeah, man, Anna Mae Wimburn has a bounce about tone poise with a keel as she directs all the instruments in general. And Violet Burnside's mellow tenor sax in particular, as the International Sweethearts of Rhythm lay it on us with Diggin' Dykes. Dig!
Thank you. put the tux on Tuxedo Junction.
You're listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. When Charlie Barnett was only 16 years old, he formed a quintet that played on an ocean liner, making numerous Atlantic crossings. By Barnett's orchestra, you'll hear Charleston Alley, Southern Fried, and Cuban Boogie Woogie, vocal by Judy Ellington.
Thank you. Quite aware of something in the Harlem air, a rhythm with a kind of beat they'd never heard from Cuban Pete. There came to Harlem's door one day a Cuban band with something new to say. When they began to play, they played the Cuban boogie woogie. Their music held a new delight because they had the rumba rhythm right. Just like Havana, still it was a Cuban boogie woogie. It began when they heard a band from Dixieland meet. Every man wanted to incorporate the 8-beat, straight 8-beat. So now they have it figured fine. And what they play is really on the line. It's all combined and it comes out the Cuban boogie woogie.
Thank you.
This last set on today's Swingin' with Dr. Jazz will feature Alvino Ray. Alvino Ray was born Alvin McBurney in Oakland, California in 1908, but he grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. He built his own ham radio when he was just 8. He first learned the banjo, but switched to guitar in 1927 and changed his name to Alvino Ray to take advantage of the popularity of Latin music. He began playing pedal steel guitar and then invented an electronic pickup for the Gibson Guitar Corporation. He formed his own band in 1936 with musicians such as Ray Conniff, Al Cohn, Zoot Sims, Neil Hefti, and Billy May. The band broke up in 1943, and Ray found work as an airplane mechanic. He enlisted in the Navy in 1944 and led a Navy band. He passed away in 2004 at age 95. Lined up by Ray's band are Dardanella, Blue Lou, and Drowsy Old Riff. Thank you. Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.